Christmas time is here. Happiness and me. You found the best of all podcasts. Enjoy LWC. Leave a rating and a review for your country, folks. Enjoy the show.
Subject for today.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, no.
There's only a 0.3% survival chance.
You're dead to me now.
Just from choking on myself. We have a lot to get to today. It's weird. We don't have third chair because we have. Well, let me. First off, we're going to be talking about the Chinese communist spies who've had sex with their representatives to gain leverage. I know it sounds like, well, is this coming from a crazy place? No. This is actually legally documented, and it's the most relevant Eric Swalwell has been since. I would say since running for president, but no one knew he was running for president.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the Supreme Court case. Obviously, Texas, other states have joined in.
Yeah.
We have to fact check ourselves, make a correction that was tweeted out this morning. But it was actually even Brendan who had access to my Twitter, so I take full responsibility for hiring someone so incompetent. However, you will be publicly humiliated. Gerald A., how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're a little pissed, I hear.
Audio Wade, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
There's no one in third
chair. Sorry, I should
there's
stop
no
asking.
One in third chair today.
Yeah.
No one really cares how I'm doing.
No.
I'm
really.
A stone it's... you have squeezed blood from, and that's the truth. So, he hasn't been here.
It's a good reference.
Half Asian Bill Richmond. Okay. Yeah. I can't say what, but obviously, if there are legal things afoot,
issues afoot.
Right. He needs to, by the way, are these mics on right now or no?
They're not on right now.
Because we have a lot of in-studio stuff to get to here for some visual aids, not to be confused with non-disclosure visuals.
Yeah.
A little bit of an AIDS joke from California.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still have sex with AIDS, knowingly infect someone, and it's not a crime in California. Your representatives at work between sex with communist spies. So half Asian Bill Richmond is not here because, you know, listen, if there are legal issues afoot, sometimes he can't be here because there's a, but he's not gone. He's going to be here tomorrow.
Right.
I can't say if there is or there isn't any legal issues, but speaking of which, huge announcement from YouTube. Yesterday, this is from YouTube, we can bring this up, was the safe harbor deadline for the U.S. presidential election, and enough states have certified their election results to determine a president-elect. We will start removing any piece of content uploaded today or any time after that misleads people by alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
Oh.
In line with our approach towards historical U.S. presidential elections, for example, we will remove videos claiming that a presidential candidate won the election due to widespread software glitches or counting errors. That's such specificity.
Yeah.
We will begin enforcing this policy today and will ramp up in the weeks to come. As always, news coverage and commentary on these issues can remain on our site if there's sufficient education, documentary, scientific, or artistic context. Well, get ready for sufficient fucking context, YouTube, because it's a Supreme Court case, a landmark Supreme Court case. I'm sorry. I know yesterday was wholesome. We had the kid in Santa Claus, but this is my livelihood. It's everyone's livelihood here. We're about to talk about Chinese influence in U.S. elections, by the way.
Yeah.
Foreign interference, and it also, let's be clear that the big tech companies have been—they've been complicit in silencing protesters of the Chinese. Yep. Yeah. Is that racist? I don't really think so.
I don't think
Chinese communists.
No.
It's an abbreviation.
Short.
Like you have to say Pakistani, you can't say Paki. But you know what? I mean, no affront. Paki is just short because I want to spend more time talking with the Pakis I love. Time is precious. So I don't know what's going to happen with this today, but I want the best thing you can do right now before we get to the news if you're watching this, comment. Just comment right now on YouTube. Comment, tell YouTube to go screw themselves, and you can post your information regarding the election. Of course, we will have sufficient sources. I don't know if the actual Supreme Court of the United States suffices YouTube, but let's be clear. President-elect, no. The disputes have not been resolved. This is the rule.
Yeah, exactly.
There are disputes in these states. You cannot say that the election is over.
No.
And listen, I am not going to stop pointing. Of course, no conspiracies, not conjecture. Everything we do, we try and source. It's available at LotteryWithCredder.com. Hit the description. But you know what? People say, why are you fighting a losing battle? You may be right. I'm not going to believe it until Joe Biden himself drools his sorry little hair-plugged ass down those stairs as the president. Until then, No.
Yeah.
I'm not going along with it. And there's a lot to get to.
Yeah. And so it's funny that YouTube would have to include a sentence at the end of that paragraph that says, we will allow news. And there wasn't a period right after that.
Right.
News as long as it has this. Because they had to give themselves an out to block even news from posting these videos.
We will allow news. Okay, stop.
Yeah, full stop.
That's enough. You'll allow news. That's it. I know that you want to say something else, but you don't really need to say something else because you're about to make a mistake. You're going to make some wrong decisions and you feel like you're good in your wrong decisions. But okay, news, stop. And then, news.
Well, after Trump was inaugurated, there were lots of people challenging the result of the 2016 election.
Right.
I don't recall a similar statement from YouTube four years ago.
Yeah. And it went on for several years.
Right. Yeah, right. You would think so.
We'll go back and look just in case we're wrong.
Right. Yeah. I don't know exactly how many states are filing suit right now with the Supreme Court against these other states, but some might argue that's relevant. Yeah, More relevant than during a time where Al Gore wanted to count this county, but not that county, and this county in 37 days. Florida, only three counties. And George Bush, what about all the counties? No. Just three counties.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a bigger deal than that.
Yeah, and several states have joined Texas. We talked about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But several states, I think it's up to five now or six that have joined Texas. So you just want to throw out states?
Yeah, my question to you is, what is determined as news? I watch CNN. We can bring up CNN right now. I watch, that Dana Nassell again from yesterday, the Mission AG.
Yes.
Did you hear that she said her son was devastated when someone wished him a Merry Christmas? That was a tweet. You can probably bring that up, or Reg can send it in. She said, my son was devastated when someone said Merry Christmas to him because he said, Mom, are we the only ones who don't celebrate Christmas? And I said, no, and we're just as American as everybody else. You know what? By citizenship, maybe.
But I will say this.
Christmas is obviously a religious holiday.
Yeah.
Right.
Certainly.
But it's also Americana. We celebrate it in a way in the United States, which is a part of our culture. The way we celebrate Christmas is not the same in how they celebrate Christmas across the world. In Germany, at one point, Santa Claus would beat you with a switch.
The good old days.
We even ask the questions.
I'd like a gun. Nine.
All right, so let's see what they're talking about on CNN here. Arizona GOPS followers say they're willing to die to overturn election results. Oh, that sounds sinister.
Of those who administer our elections all around the country. And I will say, you know, in Michigan, we had over 1,600 clerks, both Republicans, Democrats,
her religion also forbids microphones.
Who administered our election, and many of them or now smiles. Have been subjected to threats.
Let's be really clear. I watched for 35 minutes yesterday, and they talked about the Pennsylvania court rejecting, obviously, the request to block certification of the results. Now, that's not necessarily a surprise, because that's within Pennsylvania, and the Supreme Court can kick it back down to the lower court. That happens quite a bit. States suing other states, however, has to be under the purview of the Supreme Court, and now you have many states calling some bullshit. So we are at it is relevant. They didn't cover it at all on CNN.
Not
and Supreme
all.
Court SCOTUS was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was only about the lower court in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Well, how about the actual actions of the Supreme Court, which we will get to? This is news. You may not like it. And listen, you may think that it's news of a losing battle for people you disagree with and would like to see wiped off the face of your platforms. But it's news.
If it's so obviously a losing battle, then talk about it and point it out. But they're not doing that.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
That's why everyone laughs when you see an actual neo-Nazi like get punched.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
An actual neo-Nazi who's out there with a hood and a swastika. People are like, well, yeah, just show him because he looks like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you guys don't have a problem showing the Westboro Baptist Church every other day, which only has 12 members, and they're mostly family members with flippers. And they didn't even get the vaccines.
That's true.
They won't. No.
Hey, that's it. Speaking of the Michigan AG, by the way, she was talking about wanting to keep her citizens safe and how she was really unnerved about the protests, the civil protests regarding the certification of Michigan. No record yet. We've been searching. No record on file for prosecuting the Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters who committed billions of dollars in damages and dozens of deaths and thousands of casualties.
Yeah.
And I know you said, well, hold on. Why can't you just, that's in the past. Well, guess what? It's not a diner. It's not a bar. Call it another autonomous zone.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's Portland Antifa. Oh. Set up another autonomous zone. I don't know why that police is not just gunning it. That's sad. That is so sad.
Yeah.
Now, Let me explain to you why that's sad. That's sad because if you were to have a body language expert, you see the police. Police shouldn't retreat from little shitheads like that. They're all moving back because they know there's no backup. Because you have officials who've talked about defunding them. Because they set up an autonomous zone before where there were dirty needles and rapes galore. As far as the eye could see, we know. We streamed from there.
It was gross.
And there was no coverage of it. Those are police who've had their legs cut out from under them.
Yeah. Hmm.
Police should not be backing up from people throwing Diet Pepsi cans at them. But when there's 100 or 200 of them, I don't know how many, you'll probably fact check this, more than the cops, they have to back up because they know they have no leg to stand on. That's what's sad about that. And by the way, it was fact checked all over Twitter and on the YouTube if you refer to Antifa or Black Lives Matter as a domestic terrorist organization. Hmm. So the fact checkers, come on back in here. Don't talk about the Supreme Court. Don't talk about the people who are committing terrorism. But the Michigan AG is going to, she's going to issue some prosecutions and arrests for people who are actually exercising the First Amendment right. Down is up, up is down, and you're screwed.
I'm sure those arrests actually happened. We just have to go find them still. We're still looking through the data.
Sure,
I'm sure they're there. They've got to be there. There's got to be right? One.
We have so much. But I got one more for you, YouTube. Okay. Our last show next week, next Thursday, is that December 18th? I don't know what it is. We won't be doing a show on Wednesday. And the 70. Reason for that is we are going to be renting an RV, driving to Nevada. And for, I don't know if it's 3 to 6 hours, we will be driving uncut here on this stream from bogus address to bogus address to bogus address from people who voted. Addresses that don't exist.
Yeah.
Yippee.
Long stream. And you're saying, how is that going to be entertaining? I don't know. We'll try. But if we don't do it for 4 to 6 hours, people will claim selective editing or we made it up. So it'll be me, Dave Landau, some special guests next Thursday.
Yeah.
And we welcome your support. We will be driving across Nevada to addresses that don't exist, and we fact-checked that already. We've double-checked, triple-checked, done a lot of work.
Yeah,
it's almost like the media could have done this already.
You would think.
With Google Earth.
They are journalists.
Like, would have been okay.
Yeah, but Susan Wojcicki, well...
So you're gonna fill 3 hours with no evidence. And,
yeah, we're gonna fill 3 hours with no evidence.
Or
we're just gonna drive. And, oh no, this is a valid address. I'm sorry, I staked my reputation, an entire Christmas stream, on something that I didn't vet. I don't care what other people say. I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care if it's a losing battle. I care about the truth. That's why I'm here. Take it or leave it. And you know what? Who knows how long we'll be here? But again, my half Asian lawyer, he's a busy little elf at work.
I get scared when he's not here.
Yeah, it's a little
menacing. You don't need to be scared.
No. I get scared for other people.
But there are people watching right now. Good reason. You're like, oh, I'm not scared. Usually I say don't live in fear. You're an exception, sweetheart.
Yes. That's not a threat of violence,
that's you.
Lest it be claimed.
Sure. And speaking of our president, not president-elect, but actual president, regardless of Facebook status, this was a little moment yesterday where this is why Donald Trump is the president that we needed at this point in time, because he does not give... Look, you give the left an inch... Guess what they do? They say we're going to ban all news.
Yeah.
So we're going to ban hate speech. People say, oh, well, you know what? Okay, I guess that person made a joke that was really hateful. He shouldn't have used the pejorative Mexican. And you give them that inch. And then next thing you know, they're saying you can't actually cover a Supreme Court case where states and results are in dispute. So that's why Donald Trump, and I'm sorry, I know I'm kind of all over the map right now. Hit the timer there, audio, Wade.
Yeah.
But I said in 2016, we both said this, that if the Republican Party runs Donald Trump, as a candidate, that we deserve to lose. I said that.
Yeah.
I was wrong. If Republicans right now do not fight this and do not do something about 230, and if Republicans right now don't fight for what we know to be the truth and the irregularities and the issues here that really that put our constitutional republic in the balance, you deserve to lose. And the sad thing with that is then the American people lose, as we'll get to as we talk about the infiltration of communist Chinese spies. And I get it. It's easy. Asian women are beautiful.
Hey. It's not y'all's fault.
If I were a morally vapid, unmarried man, you know what? I'd probably say, Chi-Com spy or not, look at the hair. It's like a Pantene Pro-V commercial.
The complexion is so nice.
Jesus. I'm just going to leave that alone.
Apparently, the Chi-Com party has a Vidal Sassoon on the payroll. The point is,
they do,
I don't know, is it racist to say that Asian women are beautiful? There's a reason that it's a fetish for a lot of people, and I don't even think it's a fetish. It's like a preference. Redhead is a fetish because it's weird and it's a recessive gene. So, President Trump yesterday, just loving that he doesn't give an inch, was asked by, I can't identify the reporter because he was in a mask, but I assume I don't like him. Just watch.
Some of these high-tech officials here in this room have encouraged Americans not to travel this holiday season, not to go to large gatherings. Across the street, you've been holding holiday parties with hundreds of people, many not wearing masks. Why are you modeling a different behavior to the American people than what your scientists tell?
Well, they're Christmas parties, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
5 seconds or less is fair use, Wojcicki.
Got little greens.
Hey, you two. Yeah. I'm in your room. I'm going through all your private stuff. You better come out and pound me. YouTube, your CEO. Woof. So, by the way, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Android for people who don't know. We are there. All of the stuff that you watch on YouTube is available for audio if you're on the road. And we'll be taking your live chat after this on Mug Club, and I'll also be doing some self-defense here because there's that video of the police officer who subdued the man.
Yeah.
Apparently, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu blue belt. People think that that's useful in this day and age. Hopefully, you never have to use it. And do consider, joining Mug Club, lideoathcutter.com/Mug Club. It's what allows us to do all this because I fully expect to be demonetized, and I'm okay with it as long as we can still reach you. But renting an RV is surprisingly expensive, even when we said we want one that is ironically crappy.
Give us your worst model, please.
Give us your worst model. All right. Let's get to the election updates while we're talking about this, because YouTube is using the safe harbor thing as though it's safe harbor for them.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't mean anything.
Surprise.
It doesn't mean it's the deadline. Let's be clear. It doesn't mean that it's the deadline for disputes. All right. No. It was just a deadline for states to certify their results. But obviously, if there's widespread irregularities, are we okay with that? That you can still dispute it because we don't actually have a new president yet.
Right.
Still we have a current president.
That's true. Quick question, Stephen. Yeah. Is 37 plus whenever we voted in November, is that before or after this safe harbor deadline for Al Gore? Because it was 37 days before that was decided. It seems like it was after.
I feel like you're lawyering me and asking a question you know the answer to.
I do.
What was it?
I don't know. It's like 74 divided by 5, I guess.
So he didn't know the answer? Not lawyering. No,
absolutely.
Your Honor, are you sure that you could positively identify my client? How are you sure? Yeah, I actually have a picture right here. Shoot.
Dang it. I don't know.
That's and then Gerald, our lawyer.
Yeah, then I hold up a picture of Waldo.
Yes.
Found him.
I believe that it was after.
After, yes.
Yeah, good. Indeed. Simple answer would suffice.
It would.
So Giuliani... Julia, listen, hey, I'm the guy, I'm not the captain here, I'm just playing the violin, whether the ship stays up or goes down, I don't care. You want to be Billy Zane, cutting past the women and kids? You go ahead and be my guest, Eric Swalwell, because there's some Asians in that boat.
Hey, Giuliani is a lawyer, though.
Giuliani is a lawyer. Oh, he's a lawyer. And what did he do? He just took out, he just single-handedly ended the mafia.
Yeah.
You know.
Takes balls.
Small stuff.
Obviously, we hope that he recovers from COVID. The left is trying to blame. Yeah. They're trying to blame the Arizona COVID outbreak on Giuliani.
The entire outbreak.
Well, you know what?
One person's fault.
I'd say that I care.
If it was all his fault, that'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it
really would.
That's a good job.
The best super spreader ever.
Ultra super spreader.
Not as much of a spreader as a sexual Chinese communist spy. That's an actual thing we'll get to in a second. Yeah. So Giuliani released a statement. The safe harbor deadline is a statutory timeline that generally denotes the last day for states to certify the election results. However, it is not unprecedented. Okay, for election contests to last well beyond December 8th. The only fixed day in the United States Constitution is the inauguration of a president on January 20th at noon. Oh! You're going to fact check that, YouTube? Have fun.
We're still up.
Good. Streaming. We are still up. Texas filed a lawsuit. For people who don't know, Texas filed a lawsuit that has now been docketed at the Supreme Court against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And the basis for the case is exploiting COVID-19 to justify ignoring federal and state election laws. And by the way, that's actually a really good thing that Texas is doing this. The Supreme Court, obviously, I think we have, I don't know if we did that overlay from the actual Supreme Court so that you guys know this is real. Did you guys do that overlay?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Sorry, guys, I have a little monitor and I have my eyes are strained from tears of anger. Is that a thing?
I think you can cry in anger.
I was crying blood.
Yes. Oh, boy.
That's not a good sign.
Just have that stressed Eric vein in my forehead. Texas is the perfect state to start this case because they were the ones who refused to allow Dominion to be used in their election because of security issues, which, by the way, was echoed by many Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren. And you know she really wishes she hadn't done that now.
She's going back scrubbing all the videos that she can.
It shouldn't be a political issue, but Texas is taking this to the Supreme Court. Other states are joining in. I'll get to that in a second. The low estimate is 4 or 5, and I've heard from inside sources as high as 10.
Wow.
They have not all necessarily confirmed.
Yeah. So yesterday, whenever I saw that the Pennsylvania case was getting kicked back, that the Supreme Court wasn't going to take it up, I was very disappointed, because all the entire time that we've been talking about this, I felt like the strongest case was they broke their own laws for elections. That was the case that we would have to make against them. Texas stepping up and saying, look, as other states, we're not going to allow you to just break your laws and do whatever you want and rig an election by doing so. That's news. If that happened, that is rigging an election, right? For one purpose or another. And so I'm really very excited that Texas is going to do this. And I hope that Ted Cruz does the same thing that he did for the Pennsylvania case and says, hey, if it goes before the Supreme Court, I would happily go and argue for the state of Texas if it gets before the Supreme Court.
Right. Can we lobby Beto to argue the other side?
I don't know.
I know that probably it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But I would like him to just skateboard in, like, the defense rests, bogus.
He can only take one butt kicking a decade, so he'll have to wait a little while.
Well, no, but he's going to be your gun czar, so.
Oh.
Stock up!
Knock on my door.
Seems like
first.
You guys already are, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was we love Walther. Sometimes people have been asking. No, it's actually that Walther couldn't keep up with inventory because of the boom. Yeah. And so they said, we can't do advertising. We need to keep up with inventory. So we still have hopefully they'll be able to come back on.
Yeah.
But they're a much smaller manufacturer, and because people are buying so many firearms.
It's very sad that all those got lost in a boating accident, you know?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All those guns.
Oh, what are you talking about?
They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, no, I send him condolences because
I don't understand what he's talking about.
Well, when Beto comes knocking on the door looking for his guns, they're at the bottom of a lake.
Oh, so okay.
It was a complete accident.
So he's implying lying to authorities, a felony on air.
No, misleading.
No, yes.
That's an actual boating accident.
Just misleading. Don't worry. It's not like you threw it's not like you threw Molotov cocktails at a SWAT.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly.
That's true. He did do that.
Give an inch. They set up an autonomous zone.
It's hard for me to tell them apart.
Don't say that out loud. There's a possibility.
Because of the black block dress. Because of the black block dress. Because of the garb. That's why it's hard. It's hard for me to recognize all the good guys when they're wearing jet black with skulls. Oh, ho, yo, ho, an asshole's life for me. Listen, Antifa, don't be assholes your whole life. That's the only life lesson. Just don't make it your whole life. Contribute something at some point. Don't be a succubus without the eroticism. Just seriously, do something contributive at some point in your life. Assaulting police officers doesn't count.
Yeah, a lot of those like mugshot collages of the Antifa people, I've been surprised at how old the people are.
Yeah.
Right. It's
yeah.
like people in their 30s and 40s.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's not all
or
like
they're
college.
In their 20s and they just look real rough.
It's just because the older people can't run fast enough to get away.
Vegan, vegan emasculated and asshole is no way to go through life.
It's no way to go through life. Yeah. But by the way, actually, I think so. We are not beyond admitting mistakes. And we did have a mistake that we made today that we have corrected, but we need to correct it on air. And actually, it was Evan Brendan, who works here at the Edit Bay, who has a little something to say to you guys. So it's time for Brendan. Sorry. All right. Evan Brendan. Come on in here, sir. Okay, so Evan Brendan, we love you, obviously. I don't know what that sweater is.
Jeez.
He wears it every day.
He's an artist.
I don't do that.
You do with that. Have you seen him wear anything else the last 2 weeks?
No,
I haven't seen anything else. Do you mean that you wear something else underneath it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's yeah. There's a t-shirt.
Yeah, good. No, the ladies understand. So, Evan Brendan, we have the overlay. This was something happened this morning where some people here do have access to my. We have access to my Twitter for things like cutting clips promo because I'm like an old person with a VCR.
Right.
And this morning.
And then you try to send tweets from your VCR.
Right.
Is what
yeah,
you're
it doesn't work. It's just a big blue play button.
Yeah.
There's no chirping.
Pause.
So I sent something in our private text about 8 states joining in the election suit. Right.
Yeah.
That was,
that was
widely reported at some substantial news outlets. Yeah, right. Legitimate news outlets.
Yeah.
And I was so confused because it went out. Do we have that tweet? Bring it up here.
Yeah.
That tweet went out this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought that I had tweeted it because I was like, well, I must have been like 3:30 with a head full of sleep.
Yeah.
But explain to folks what...
Yeah, so I was trying to do some promo in the morning for the show.
Appreciate it.
And I had heard last night, too, on Tim Pool, I was listening that, oh, 8 states have confirmed or whatever. Then I saw the Red State article. I'm like, oh, that seems pretty legit. So I copied your text in the channel, and I tweeted that out.
Right.
And it was completely not factual.
Well, it's not completely not factual. It just hasn't all been confirmed.
Well, yeah, sure.
Right. Hearing it doesn't make it so.
Right. Yeah.
But now you know.
I know.
But let the audience know. Why don't you, let's have even Brendan, because we want to serve you accurately.
Right to the camera.
Tell them, Brendan, what you feel.
I'm sorry for tweeting something that wasn't totally confirmed in someone else's voice and making them the owner of something erroneous.
You know what? Let me get in on that apology too. You know, because like Jocko talks about extreme ownership, this isn't even Brendan's fault. I apologize for my grossly incompetent hiring practices and putting Brendan at the helm of anything that relates to responsibilities or consequence. Brendan, we still love you. Thank you very much. This has been Brendan Apologizes Is Sorry. That is a heavy bust.
Yeah.
Thank you for turning off the spotlight.
A real weight off your shoulders, though, I'm sure.
It's nice to get that out.
It happened this morning.
I'm glad we're past it.
Because it was the exact words that I tweeted that I sent in a private message.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, guys, hold up. I'm getting some inside baseball that they haven't confirmed yet.
Sure.
But there are at least 4 states that are, by the end of the day, you'll know.
Yeah.
And I sent that exact message, and I'm like, usually I wouldn't tweet this out.
Yeah,
but I guess I did. And God love Brendan. He was like, no, that was me. I was like, oh, this is going to sting.
At least he was on the ball.
He was on the ball.
That's true.
So.
Not so much.
Speaking of balls, let's get to the Chinese communist spy.
This is I mean, truly though, Eric Swole.
And by the way, have you noticed? Let's go to CNN. They have not talked about this at all.
No.
They're talking about vaccines and how only 55% of people will take one, and they want you to be required and mandated. And let's not even want to get into the vaccine stuff right now because. But they're not.
It's just turtleneck and turtle club.
It's turtleneck and turtle. Yeah. Now is that Poppy Harlow?
Yes, that's Poppy.
Oh, see. It's very hard for me to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Understandably.
It's really not your fault.
What do you mean them?
Blondes.
All of the hosts.
Yep. Like, I mean blondes and sixes. Not enough to be a 1 or 2 where you go, someone else needs to verify. Yeah, there have to be a 10 that takes your breath away.
Right. Yeah. That's sixist.
It's six. We're going to have an audio Wade song. So you would think this is news, considering how they ran on Russia, right? Russia for a very long time about our constitutional republic being compromised.
Right.
Nothing on the fact that verifiably China. This is almost a rehash of what happened with Anthony Weiner. They tried to blame it on that guy, Andrew Breitbart, when he actually had the video. He had the pictures, and he told the press that he had the pictures. And they said, okay, how do we start a disinformation campaign to discredit Andrew Breitbart? And people only found out about Anthony Weiner because Andrew Breitbart took over his podium at a press conference that was planned. I remember this clear as day. You could hear people running down the hallways of the lobby yelling, Breitbart's in the building! And you just saw a wave of terror. Go and Google that Anthony Weiner press conference, Andrew Breitbart. That is the watershed moment where the media realized, we don't control everything anymore. I'm not talking about Breitbart the trademark. That man who was the first human being to RSVP at my wedding, and I miss him. He is gone. Yeah. But this is what's happening right now. The term gaslighting is thrown around a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot of conservatives are feeling that, where you're not crazy. It's mental warfare. They want to make you feel alone right now. No, we know verifiably that there have been Chinese spies, communist spies, who have compromised American elected officials. This doesn't mean that governments are all working together just so that Eric Swalwell can get a handy in a bathroom. But he did get more than a handy in a bathroom, and the guy did run for president. The fact that it was painfully unsuccessful doesn't matter. It could happen to anyone.
At least he got something out of it.
So Axios published a bombshell a bombshell if it was anyone other than Swalwell.
Yeah, right, yeah.
On how this Chinese spy named Fang Fang.
Yeah, no, that's not racist.
That was me. That was my fault.
Yeah. Was able to infiltrate California political circles. There were at least two of Fang's sexual interactions were caught on FBI surveillance.
What?
Whoa.
George Michael did a better job.
Yes, yeah. Dude.
Like, here's the thing, Eric Swalwell. I don't expect you to honor our constitutional constraints and the founding principles of our republic. Like, just use a porta potty.
Yeah.
Something with some walls.
And if you're a spy for another country and you get caught by FBI surveillance, yeah, you're not a very good spy.
No, you're not a very good
spy. Didn't work out.
You're not a very good spy if you target Eric Swalwell thinking he's the key to power.
Talk about compromising and how easy it is. You know the Chinese spy? This is my favorite quote from it. Okay, maybe we'll go on. The quote from the Axios article, one of the, quote, most significant targets of Fang's efforts was Representative Eric Swalwell. Caught on two surveillance. Like, how did that work? How stupid! You ever have a fantasy of having a sex in a wide open field with telephone pole and blinking red lights? Can you be selfless? You're supposed to put my needs first.
I'm going to ride this dope to the top.
Well, can you imagine being the other two guys that are not as important as Swalwell in this article? As the most significant target, you're like, son of a
second and third to Swalwell.
I can't get a sex spy.
Aw, George Pataki, son of a bitch.
Howard Dean.
Okay, keep it down. You're gonna cause mic pop. We don't have a pop filter, Howard Dean. There is an epidemic of communist Chinese spy whores, and the media is not talking about it. This actually happened. And by the way, just in case YouTube wants to remove this, the Chinese communist, and I want to be clear when I say this, the Chai Kung means a Chinese Communist Party. Okay?
Yeah.
Unlike LeBron James and Disney, we actually pointed out the protests in Hong Kong and people who were singing the national anthem because we're their only hope. Yeah. When you talk about American-Chinese relationships, Democratic Party, I'm looking in your direction and big tech, but I repeat myself, what you really are doing is removing hope from the actual citizens of China who hope for a better life someday. We're the shining city on a hill, and you're putting it out like a candle snuffer from the mom in E.T. Okay, that's what you're doing for these Chinese people. Let's separate the Chinese government from the people. Love the people, beautiful women, I will say it.
Yeah, why not?
Guys, sorry. You just gotta the math.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
Typically speaking, American women don't pick the Chinese guys out of a lineup. Yeah. That was an actual study that was done where they did a study of most attractive members of the opposite sex interracially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chinese, Asian women specifically, but I think they'd use Chinese women in the study, were consistently ranked the most beautiful.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And Chinese men, not as much.
They're good at other things.
They are good at many things.
They have small hands and get in small spaces.
And I think they're adorable.
Yeah. Good cooks.
Yeah.
Honestly,
good cooks. Jeez.
Grow the hair out. I can't tell the difference. But I don't think that's what happened with Swalwell.
No.
I don't think it was Chinese mystique.
Ooh, yeah. But who knows?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, Fang Fang.
The Chinese have been doing this, the Chinese Communist Party, and now from now on, I will say Chai comes or Chinese. Hopefully we've established this.
Because it's short. Yes. Like
they've been doing this for, I'm just going to say Cha. They've been doing this for a long time. How do I know? They've said it. Here you go. 前边特朗普政府跟我们打贸易战 Look at this. They're talking about compromising the United States government and Donald Trump acting as a bloc. It's because we have people at the top. At the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence, we have old friends. John Lennon is dead. That's what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. So sad.
Cultural differences.
Right.
But that is them talking about, and by the way, the audience, the crowd animator is just someone with a Luger, just, and that's not racist because unlike Rosie O'Donnell, I didn't say ching chong, I put in effort.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
So that's a guy saying, hey, we've always managed to have some people in the powerful inner circles at the top in the United States, and it hasn't been the case with this administration. This is something that people have known behind the scenes for a while, but might be banned if they talk about. But now that Axios, who I believe is considered a reputable source, though that number is being whittled down by the day if they report news, hopefully now some people will pay attention to it. And if you don't believe, I don't know how to, I'm trying to avoid pronouncing names. His name, Dongsheng?
I don't. Yeah, who knows?
Oh, gosh.
Where's Bill?
I don't know. Someone's going to have access to my cookies.
Well, I thought Wade was supposed to pronounce all the names.
If you don't believe them, just listen to Stop.
I tried.
For the love of God.
I'm trying to help.
Oh, yeah, yeah. More fake Chinese. That'll help.
No, I don't.
That'll dig me out. That'll solve this quagmire. Yeah.
That's his name.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh. I'm the guy who orders at a Mexican restaurant and tries to do the accent.
So you're like, I want enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Yeah. That's not how it works. Yeah. When I go and I order a Scottish egg, I'll have the haggis. Haggis. Who orders haggis?
Yeah, it's a great day for haggis.
It's a great day for haggis. Really? It's never a great day for haggis. We lie so we don't cry.
I eat through my tears.
If you don't believe that gentleman, whose name I can't pronounce, just listen to California Senator Dianne Feinstein in 2013.
I'm especially pleased that California's first trade office has its home in Shanghai. And I have a very special connection with Shanghai. As mayor of San Francisco a long time ago, I had the honor of establishing a sister city relationship with Shanghai. It was the first sister city relationship
before they drowned the
between
sister city
the United
in a
States and a Chinese city. And to this very day, I remember Mayor Wang Daohan very well, and Zhang Zemin and Mayor Zhu Rongji, two of which, both Zhang and Zhu, became president and premier, respectively, of the country. The relationship, though, yielded tremendous economic and cultural benefits. And
for the American worker?
Over the past 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
I know this new office
allies, I think
will
Chinese.
Build on the powerful and unique partnership between California and China.
Just hold on a moment. We have to go to your good friend running someone over with a tank for singing the American National Anthem. Cultural benefits. And by the way, I want to be clear, too, this doesn't mean that everything made in China or made in Taiwan is bad, because if you're talking about something that's made by Chinese communists or American Union communists, the Chinese have better prices. So, made in America, if we're talking about right to work, very different than union gunpoint. By the way, let's be really clear as we talk about Fang Fang fundraised for Swalwell's campaign, re-election specifically, and helped place, according to at least one intern in Swalwell's office.
Which is not a euphemism.
No, not a euphemism.
No.
And this isn't either. She was, quote, everywhere.
Again, not.
Again, this is these are actual quotes.
Not a euphemism.
Come on, grow up.
I know we might get fact-checked for it not being news, but you have a problem with Axios, Dianne Feinstein, and Zhang Zhang?
I mean, she was everywhere.
She was everywhere. She was all over, Larry.
Oh, my gosh.
I go to China, come back, break that ass in half, Larry. Come back with that ass in two pieces.
Damn.
And I love how Axios reports this begrudgingly, right? They like bend over backwards to make this in the most glowing terms possible for Swalwell. Swalwell, having honor and dignity, denies having sex with Miss Feng.
No, he didn't address it.
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
Well, he doesn't know, but that is really like, just address it really quickly. Like,
just be done.
Yeah.
So let me preemptively say, if someone comes out and says that I had sex with a Chinese spy, college, no.
It takes a second.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
No.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's a good play, Eric Swalwell. I should have followed your lead.
I did ask. I asked. Yeah, it's like he asked everybody who if they were a spy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody had sex with your spy? No. Never mind.
Hop on. Wait. You're not a spy, are you?
Okay, come on.
You imagine back at like the annual spy kind of debrief, and they're like, "All right, present your case to us." And Eric Swalwell's picture pops up, and they're like,
"Present your case." All right, dim the lights, and just hits the play button.
Get the AV cart out.
Yeah, a little FBI bug.
So, what did you accomplish by this? Nothing. He has
we
no power.
We appreciate when, how you have served your country with honor, but did you have to add Representatives Gone Wild, a title to screen? Very unprofessional. But appreciate technique. Counter-crocodilizer swirl? Oh, my husband could be so attentive.
Yeah. We could have had First Lady Fang Fang. That's her name!
I know, but, you know.
I'm just
we're
saying
get
her name.
Booted for this.
By the way, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed. Hit the notification bell if you're subscribed because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot right now. Weekday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern. And like I said, we will be doing an Ask Me Anything on the 3 to 6 hour live stream driving through Nevada to bogus addresses next Thursday.
Yes.
So leave your comment below. That's the best thing you can do right now is just leave a comment because YouTube can't ban us all. Leave a comment, whatever it is that you feel like asking me. Here's another thing. This is just so
it's
hard.
Such a funny story.
It's so hard to cover a topic like this. First off, you know, I don't care. It's in my head because right before we went live, this is when Google and YouTube issued that statement that they're going to fact check. I don't like, you know what? I think this relates to an election when you had a presidential candidate who was compromised by a Chinese sex spy. I think that creates a liability in the representatives of our constitutional republic.
Right.
Yeah.
And just because she chose poorly as to who to
go
for.
It's not her fault.
They don't know. Right. If you told me I had to go, I had to go sleep my way to the top of the Chinese Communist Party, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah. Well, maybe maybe we all look alike to them.
Well, I don't I don't know what your starting point is.
Politicians.
Because I appreciate all the wondrous splendor that is the diverse palette of China. I can recognize all of them. Son of a bitch.
I'm getting
you are putting me in compromise. Audio, wait, every time. He's like, oh, dig. Dig.
No, he's like, here's a mind step.
I'm convinced that someone's trying to poach him in another show, and he wants to just burn this thing down. It's like, I can, maybe we all look alike to them. Ooh, wow. The emphasis on that word almost creates a problem. So the former presidential
I'm playing a bad person character.
Swalwell. By the way, and in the spirit of being fair here, okay, I don't like doggy piling on anyone, okay? I don't like being a member of the bully gang, the bully pulpit. And Eric Swalwell has his hands full. He has for a long time. Pinched his fingers full.
Yeah.
Right. Pincers. Like tuning in old radio. But people have been saying, how are you going to incorporate the Eric Swalwell farting thing? Look, it's hacky, and it's I don't want to be unfair to the guy. Yeah. It's a serious issue. Yeah. It's no laughing matter. You guys could, all of you out there could use an education. Just grow up.
Discomfort. Irritation. Embarrassment.
To help him cheat an election.
Mild to severe short-term incontinence due to pegging from communist spies is no laughing matter, but there is relief. President Donald Trump. The Chinese Communist Party has no greater fear than that this jolly orange giant has 4 more years in office, and your state can join in on the lawsuit from Texas to kick out the Chi-Coms. Together, we can put an end to Chinese spy pegging-induced short- to medium-term incontinence. There is a solution. Paid for by the Pact to End Chinese Spy-Induced Mild to Severe Short-Term Incontinence.
Mild to severe.
It's an important cause.
It's an important
cause. I know I'm donating next. Yeah.
It's almost like it's preventable.
Yeah.
One would think.
Yeah. You would think. By the way, let's also, in case you've forgotten, remember that Swalwell, this isn't a conspiracy. I want to be really clear about all this. This is from Axios. We just listened to Chinese representatives. We just listened to Dianne Feinstein. Eric Swalwell has yet to comment. And we can also go back through the tape because the internet is forever where he downplayed the idea of China. Again, the Communist Party of China who abuses its own citizens, commits gross atrocities against human rights. Eric Swalwell downplaying that. Chinese party, those Chi-Coms as a threat.
I'm very concerned, though, that today the president's administration put out a statement that you have China and Russia and Iran, and they're all interfering and gave this false equivalence to them. And Nicole, this would be like if a meteorologist saw that there was going to be snowflakes in the Rockies, a lightning storm in the Midwest, and a Category 5 hurricane to hit the East Coast, and just put out an alert that there's going to be a weather event this weekend. That is the equivalent of what they have done, I think, to politically protect the president.
It's so much worse when you watch that back and understand in context that he seemed rushed for an appointment with a lady named Fang and a ball gag. At that time, he was being compromised on video.
Yeah. Mm. And I think you got the Ted Cruz.
What point do we get to treason? What point do we get to treason? Seriously, what point do we get to treason?
Yeah.
Or did he, I guess maybe if he didn't know she's a spy. Okay, so that's not treason.
Yeah.
He didn't know she was a spy.
I guess that would be the defense.
What's that? What's that? By the, it's usually easy to see a wire if you're nude.
He likes to do it fully clothed, Stephen.
He's like, oh, what do you know? I'm just role-playing as a Cybertronic. That's all the... That would explain the cords and blinking red lights.
You've seen Austin Powers? Fembots.
She had a PTZ in her chest, like Iron Man's nuclear orb. Just nothing to see here.
Oh, my gosh. This is not real news, though. It can't be.
It's not real news. Let me see. Hold on a second. Are they talking about anything on CNN? They were just talking about anti-vaxxer protests in Idaho. I didn't know that that Chris Cuomo and Kamala Harris made it to Idaho that quickly.
No. They said to use their plan for the old folks' homes, though, exactly. So that works well.
No, they said they wouldn't take the vaccine under Donald Trump. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is that Poppy Harlow? No,
that's not.
Poppy Harlow.
Okay.
See, they look alike.
Sixes.
Now there's two of them.
Sixes.
People want to tell you there's no mark of the beast. Six, 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 six.
It's like a three person CNN lineup.
There it is.
It's hidden in plain sight.
Every now and then they throw in a Chinese nine. Just you're like, well, I guess okay. Like, turn it upside down.
Whoa.
Let's be honest. Almost all Chinese women are a nine. Good looking ladies.
AD chess. Love it.
What are you insinuating?
I was actually, no, this is a serious thing. When I was in high school, like, I really did. I had a preference for, like, I really find Asian women beautiful. And I was raised in Montreal, which is multiculturalism, not a melting pot.
Right.
And then when I realized that I never saw a Chinese girl at my high school with anyone other than a Chinese boyfriend, I realized I didn't have a shot.
Really?
Yeah, and it was explained to me that their parents, like, really, as a white person, you know, who was raised in a post-racial America, it never occurred to me, because I had a girlfriend in grade school, you know, it's like, you have a little girlfriend, my parents will pick us up, and we'll listen to James Woods' voice Hades and Hercules. But the point is,
just the James Woods part.
Her name was Erin, and she was black, and it was never, I never had that conversation. But in Canada, it was very important to Chinese Canadians that they only have Chinese boyfriends. And so someone explained it to me, and I said, well, that sounds a little like racism. They said, no, it's not. And I said, okay.
Wow.
Follow up? Like, no.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, that's it.
Yeah, here's
that's
why.
It. As long as there's an explanation.
Yeah. So anyways, but that destroyed my dreams of a Chinese woman. But I love my wife.
Yeah.
I was about to say, she's dyeing her hair black.
Went the other way on that,
right?
A 6 foot blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just being like, hey, listen, I heard you want to go on a date, but now you're with her. Oh my God!
Because the Nordic countries are close to China.
Speaking of meteorologists. No, it's a callback to Swalwell. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about this, too, while we're speaking about communist China. You know, I always hate when people talk about McCarthyism. McCarthy wasn't wrong about everything.
Right.
People need to understand that there were communists in our midst. And this is something too. Well, people talk about the deep state, not just me, but of course the Communist Chinese Party talk about this. There was the Red Scare is what it's referred to.
Right.
It was referred to as a witch hunt, right, at this point, where people were saying this was just something they tried to do to silence voices of dissent. But even if you look back then, if you look at Republicans, you look at conservatives, they weren't just trying to ban all hippies. Right, they were talking about there were real communists. Now, when people have talked about our central intelligence agencies being compromised, it's always tough to prove when you're talking about an agency, and it's always tough to make that case to Americans because an entity is different than a person. Right, and that's the same reason that on social media, people follow people, not so much brands, and that's why they have brand ambassadors. Because if you try and sell your fit tee, no one cares. You slap it on some girl in a yoga pants with fat ass, which is the trend now. All of a sudden, you're rolling in the Benjamins. Enjoy your asbestos tea. But PolitiFact, just to be clear here, says, this is something where we were just sort of reading on this when we're talking about, you know, communist sympathizers. John Brennan, you know, former CIA director, this was a guy who was very politicized, was a hot topic for a while. There's a claim that he was a member of the Communist Party, right? And PolitiFact says it's mostly false.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Wait.
What's the... Wait.
Seems to me like that's a truth... Or that's a true or false question.
Right, but wouldn't you want it to be completely false for the head of the CIA?
It's almost like that's what I'd be more comfortable with.
I think that's where we would lean.
Yes. Mm. If I had to lean, like, I know people who like to be fence sitters and go like, well, I'm in the middle. When it comes to voting for communists, I'm like, you know what? Pick a lane. What is it like Matthew McConaughey? Like, a man told me that, you know, I'm a centrist. And he said, you know, if you look at the center of the road, there's nothing but old candy wrappers and armadillos. And I said, there's plenty of wide open space right here. What are you talking about?
No idea. But I'll buy the car.
He's a visionary.
We should drive down the middle of the road.
We should drive down the middle of the road. That's people are so far to the right and so far to the left. They're on the shoulders. I don't want you as a representative for our movement or the wonderful name of Wild Turkey.
I also don't want to see him driving.
No.
That's anymore.
I drive on the lines. I like it.
I pick up all the nails around the middle.
It's almost like when you drive in the center and you're not concerned with dead armadillos, people never see you coming. All right. That's true. You killed a kid. Well, there's consequences to everything.
Cadillac's lining up to write.
So anyway, sorry, PolitiFact, mostly false that John Brennan was a member, not a member, but supported communists. Yeah. Okay, this is a polygraph to John Brennan, just to be clear.
Yeah.
We found Brennan has acknowledged in a polygraph voting for a communist presidential candidate in 1976. Oh. That does not mean he was a member of the Communist Party.
Right.
He's unaffiliated and leaned communist. That's enough for me.
I wonder what he would actually have to do to be completely false in that, right? To go to the completely
false. Let me clarify that, too. He's not like polygraph. Just like Bernie, you know, who honeymooned in the USSR, which still, again, is not a joke. He voted for a guy named Gus Hall, who he wasn't just like a democratic socialist. Ugh. He was the actual chairman of the Communist Party in the United States.
For 40 years? Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand how you lean communist, where it's like, do you abolish some property?
Right,
or
just the ones you like.
In and out, you know, take just some of the means of production away from
No, that's old school communism. They're using Panzers, tanks. You just give me a Jeep Wrangler with an AR on the top. I'm good. Maybe a puckle gun. That's all we need. We don't need all the pomp and circumstance. The pageantry's exhausting. Hold on, I have to go bang Eric Swalwell. So think about it. They're banging our representatives. Yeah. We have a former head of the FBI who voted for the Communist Party. And I will say this, okay? I understand that people change their opinions.
Right.
Sure.
I understand that. But unless somebody comes out and totally, utterly rejects the Communist Party and their own communist vote, I can never trust them. You could hold a gun. I don't understand how you change that much. You could hold a gun to my head right now. There is nothing that you could do to force me to vote for a Communist Party representative or donate a dollar to Act Blue.
Nothing at all.
That's not true.
That's not
everyone
true,
here really. Donated $1 to Act Blue.
No, that's
when
right.
We had to be at the Texas Democratic Convention and we created the Open Minds for America.
We were the spies.
$1.
But you weren't having sex with people, right?
And we were promptly kicked out. No. I don't know. Porter Black Garrett went missing for a little bit.
Yeah. He did, yes.
Was Eric Swalwell at this meeting?
Oh, man.
I thought it was awkward. He came out all like, they have a wonderful Lou. Did he just say Lou?
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Why is your hair all messed up?
Yeah. It's weird.
Are you at least a quarter questions. Black? I would like to court the black vote.
That Astro Glide? So let's set this up. We have members of our central intelligence agencies who voted for the Communist Party, and people say, it's just crazy conspiracy. Do you think that someone who's voted for a communist, an actual self-avowed communist, the representative, the head of the Communist Party, do you think that person might have a vested interest in getting rid of the one president who has fought vehemently against the Chinese Communist Party? What about Eric Swalwell, who at the time, he was saying they're not really a threat, and he was demeaning, degrading President Trump and his supporters. By the way, his supporters, many of you out there, aren't necessarily this involved. This is what's important. The American workers aren't this involved in the politics, and I don't expect if you pull them off the street to ask them about, you know, what kind of nipple twisting Eric Swalwell experienced from Fang Fang, Brennan, who Brennan voted for, which person was running for the Communist Party ticket that year. They probably wouldn't know. But they had a problem with the Chinese Communist Party for the same reason that the citizens of China have a problem with the Communist Chinese Party, that they abuse labor laborers and that it's an unfair playing field. And surprisingly, listen, this is why I say I was wrong. The billionaire from New York is the president who came in, stuck a boot up their ass more than anyone, and has fought on behalf of the average American worker. It used to be you either had people who were wealthy elites in the Democrats or Republicans, and the wealthy elites in the Democrats just tried to claim they were for the worker by being supported by union dollars who give more to presidential campaigns or politics in general than any mean, dark Koch brother figure you can picture. But now we actually have a president who instituted policies because he believed and defended the rights of the American worker. Who'd have thought that the out-of-touch billionaire would do that? And who'd have thought, when you have all these accusations of Donald Trump, that the person banging several Asian glorified spy hookers on the side was Eric Swalwell? And who would have thought now that Joe Biden coming in, and by the way, we don't necessarily know what's on that laptop because of fake news with Hunter Biden, but something to do with China and some implications there. I don't know. I don't want to get into it too specifically. But speaking of Chinese patsies, you know who might be appointed now to an ambassadorship for China? Good old Midwestern sensibilities, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Pete Buttigieg. And by the way, the fact that it's there in the South China Morning Post tells you where they line up.
Yeah, he's pretty excited about it.
They're practically playing bugles. It's the gay guy.
Send in the different spies. Can't use Spank Bang.
We got one. Oh, no. Too bad we killed all our gay ones. Someone get the prosthetics.
It's almost like the Democrats, everything that they have claimed about President Trump has been, it's like bizarro world. The exact opposite is true. Like, no, you're the ones who are soft on China. Yeah. You're the ones who are soft on Russia. We dealt with that. You're the ones that were soft on Iran. You're the ones that are claiming coronavirus.
They were hard up China, but
A different, different kind of thing, right? And you're the ones who are not for the working class. It's like every single thing that they say, they do the exact opposite of that. And I'm not like just coming to that conclusion, but it's just so obvious every time, but not reported.
It seems like when we talk about common ground, can we come? Actually, first it might be Pete Buttigieg. But I'm getting breaking news that actually it is going to be Pete Buttigieg, the ambassador to China, and we have the announcement.
Discomfort. Irritation. Embarrassment.
No, that's enough. Oh. I don't want to do that. Let's recap the timeline as though that never happened.
Yeah, I felt like it was about to get
It was.
Eric Swalwell. Banging Chinese spies on video, saying China's not a threat. Dianne Feinstein saying that the Chinese government has been beneficial economically and culturally to Americans. Yeah. Former FBI director, who everyone said it was some gross conspiracy when they said that he had ulterior motives, voted for the head of the Communist Party. Looking out for you, folks. That's what you can expect with your president-elect.
It's time for healing.
I say that in quotes because it's not real.
And banned.
You know
we're still on. We're still on.
You know what? Use that ban hammer all you want, and my half-Asian lawyer is going to bounce it right back and grab a new shell like a hermit crab. It doesn't matter if he has to be walking out of here with a Dr. Pepper mini can. We're not going to be taken off your platform for reporting on the actual news. Yeah. It's sad. I'm sad that I have to do it. By the way, everyone out there watching, all you need to do, you're watching the archives right now, just hit like. That helps. And comment. Yeah. Comment your thoughts. If you're American, if you're pissed, you know what? You're an American. Have you benefited? If you're an American worker, have you benefited? Not only, I don't just mean the 3.5, 3.6% unemployment rate, but I mean as an American worker. You have more money in your paycheck? What about a business? I know I am. I know as a business owner, I'm looking at the taxes from Joe Biden. Yeah. That's three salaries, two to three salaries cut off the top. We have to find a way to trim those expenses somewhere. It's for the ultra wealthy. All right. Well,
yeah.
You see him.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If you're for Donald Trump's tax cuts, you should be also for making sure that the election is right. Whoever won, won. You have to get to that, right? If you're for those kinds of policies, if you're for Russia covering things up and China covering things up and in interfering with our elections and doing all of the things that the Democrats have said they do, then fine. The election's over for you. For you, you don't care, right? There could be somebody walking in with ballots that say, I'm walking with ballots on my shirt on one side and says, you're an idiot on the other side. And you'd be like, no, that's fine. That's totally Joe Biden. Yeah. For president.
I guess my real issue with the idea of authoritative sources, okay, and this is what you see from big tech. And by the way, big tech, when you look at Facebook, you look at, what's the cap on Alphabet? Isn't it like $1 trillion?
It's insane.
Because Facebook is 700 million, and I've got to imagine that Google, YouTube is higher than that. And by the way, they are, these big tech organizations, they are beholden to government laws. You know, I get a complaint from the German government every day because it's Twitter's,
you do, yes.
It's Twitter's obligation to let me know that according to German law, someone has accused me of hate speech.
Yeah.
That was sent to me when I said, go out and vote.
That's what caused it?
Well, they're like 50. But the point, when you look at this and you look at how they've been complicit, when we're talking about human rights and people think that their greatest human rights battle is against Donald Trump for the LGBTQAIP, when the fact is he's the first president ever in modern history, Barack Obama included, who didn't have to change his opinion on gay marriage, and not a peep from people who are disappearing and being killed for speaking out against a corrupt government because they're a huge market share. Right, NBA? You think they really care about your freedoms, or do you think they're just fascinated with the fact that you're so tall? You really think that they care about the NBA?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to find common ground, find common ground on, you know what, let's root out the dishonesty and communists in our midst who have a vested interest in lying to their people and killing anyone who speaks out. And but you don't think that the Chinese government, you don't think that the Russian under Stalin, you don't think under Hitler, you don't think they had authoritative sources? The second that you allow the government to determine authoritative sources, or now by proxy, people who have the legal protection and reduced liability of the government, who are in many ways more powerful than international governing bodies, the second you give over that power, you cease to be a free society. And I understand people can't go out there calling folks to violence based on a false premise and something that is completely unverified. Just as surely you can't ban people for citing Supreme Court cases.
Yeah.
And FBI surveillance data. Mm-hmm. Which is hard for me to believe because the FBI was voting for communists. So you know what it probably is? These are just commies warring against other commies. Maybe the greatest crime of Swallow was he just stole Brennan's girlfriend. Hey, that was my spinner.
Right. Well, and the thing that you have to do, right, so you brought up the NBA. The thing that they have to do, if they're for or against oppression, systematic oppression, as they say exists, and they spent the entire summer plastering up on every game for us, you're not against China. You're actually kicking fans out of your games that have something that says something about China or Hong Kong on there. But Black Lives Matter comes along and they have zero evidence of systemic racism in the police where you're like, nope, it's good enough for us. We can bow the knee. Here's the problem. You have started to turn over your moral authority to cash. That's what you're going for right now. You're letting that dictate. And guess what? The problem with that is that's all they need. If they've got the money to hold over you, you're never going to speak out against those guys because you make too much of your money coming from them.
Right.
Same thing with the movie producing.
Or if they bang you at the Omni Hotel.
Well, if they have it on video. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the hard part.
You know, I think that you are going to vote to keep Section 230 in place so we can have an influence. Oh, no. Hold on. Click play. Is that not you banging two of my spies right there with a prosthetic device twisting nipples? Is that not? I think you are going to vote that way. Don't wait up.
Yeah, and if you are banging Chinese communist spies, forgive me if I don't believe you when you say that Donald Trump is an authoritarian.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
The worst one in history, apparently.
Yeah, really bad. Judges of that.
And people think that Donald Trump is profane. By the way, hey, on CNN right now, there's a, that's not Poppy Harlow, it's someone else, and a film projection screen.
I'm not.
No, what to do with that?
Yeah.
Wide forehead.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well defined eyebrows. The kind of, though.
Yeah, it is. She's just in a perpetual state of being surprised.
Shocked. I just had Botox.
Like Eric Swalwell when he learned the commie sex tricks they had up there.
Should have seen his eyebrows.
Should have seen his eyebrows. But I do think that was a good point from Gerald, and I think it's as good a point as any. But first, before we leave, again, I want you guys to comment, and we'll keep you abreast here next Thursday. We will be driving for hours just to bogus addresses. Let's see if that gets fact-checked because we have the voting rolls.
It will. Yeah. I guarantee it will.
Actually, there is a house there.
Yeah, we're going to go and find out.
All I need to see.
And we don't have enough time to get to all of them, so we'll probably try and hit, what, I think 20, 30, 40, depending how many we can hit. But my guess is that about all we can do, as many as we can. It's like trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Only the state of our republic hangs in the balance.
Yeah, it's fun.
What you just said is 20, 30, or 40. The fact that that actually is even possible to exist.
Oh, my gosh.
is the scary
so
part.
Much more
no,
than
I know, but I'm just saying the fact we that there could be 20 or 30.
Our work has been picking the ones, actually Token Island's been doing this, we have a route where we'll hopefully still have a signal.
And
enough
true.
Time. Yeah. You know, like Santa Claus mapping out where his time zone.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we've got a spreadsheet where it's just like keep scrolling. It's like so many addresses.
And we want you to tune in with us. Listen, it can't we don't know what's going to happen over the course of those hours, but we just know that we want to do it for you. Now, before we go to Mug Club, I want people who are watching right now to know we are going to actually go through, we've done this in the past, some not only self-defense scenarios, which is what we've done, but this police officer subdued a man here. I don't know, was it a Walmart or a Target?
I think it was a Walmart.
I think it was a Walmart, and apparently he might be a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. And I've talked a lot about police having more tools in their belt so they don't have to go to a firearm, so they don't have to go to a weapon. We'll break down this scenario and what might be best for you to keep yourself in a similar situation as well as our officers safe, because we do want them to have every tool at their disposal to subdue a perp peacefully. Let's roll this clip in case you've missed it first.
Hey, that's me.
Is that just wanton destruction? For no reason.
Not reaching in to grab anything.
So there you go. That's kind of a collar drag here. A couple of mistakes. If the guy's a blue belt, we'll go over that. But see, right now, this cop doesn't have to use a gun. He doesn't have to tase him.
Stop.
I would rather see a chokehold than an arm bar, and I'll go through why, because it's less harmful.
Oh!
Well, that was rough. But necessary.
So
this could have ended in the death of somebody, but instead, because someone feels confident enough to subdue an attacker, people don't have to get severely hurt.
That goes on for a little while after that.
It does go on for a little while after that, but I do want to show people. There you go. Look, he grabs an arm bar. Okay, and that's a mistake. And we'll play it again. We'll go through it play by play here after Muckle. But actually, no, we're just about done with this video. He's holding him in an arm bar for people who are listening to the audio version. And another police officer comes into play here who you can see has no training whatsoever. And what does that do? That puts the perp in danger. That puts the police officers in danger. And the reason we're going to be doing this as a segment, and I show this to you, is because I don't want to just tell you, hey, I support the officers. I want to show you how we can provide them with some more tools in order to be able to keep themselves safe. There you go. That officer has no idea what he's doing.
I'll sit on his feet.
Sitting on his feet the wrong way.
That's the Big Brother move.
Sit on my feet and tell me that you love me. Okay, so listen, everybody here on YouTube, you can bring it off. We love you. We appreciate you. Comment. That helps with this. We will see you, of course, tomorrow with my half-Asian lawyer, Bill Richman, some updates. Don't let people demoralize you and scare you and tell you what you can and cannot say. But because we have to play by YouTube's rules, even though they just changed today, probably a phone call needs to be made. Right now, we are going to those who support us. The whole reason we can broadcast here is Mug Club, loudwithcredit.com/Mug Club YouTube. You know what? More than ever today. Piss off.